Well, just looking at some of the days today, it's International Bagpipe Day, if you would like to celebrate. And this one doesn't apply this year, National Pack Your Lunch Day. I don't know, with most of us working from home, I don't know how you're going to celebrate that. It also is a big fundraising day at McGill. And to that end, we've got Jeremy Levitt on the phone. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you this morning? Is it a little early for you, Jeremy?
Not at all.
Okay.
Good to be with you.
Okay, good. I'm glad you've taken the time, Jeremy. Jeremy, we're going to talk about this fundraising project you've got at McGill, which I guess, like everything else these days, presents challenges with the pandemic. Tell me about how you're getting this underway.
Absolutely. So it's a pleasure to be speaking with you, and I'm speaking today on behalf of McGill 24, which is McGill's annual day of giving. And this is really an opportunity for everyone from the McGill community and members around the world to help join forces and make a collective impact that's going to pave the way for the next generation of McGill University's faculty members and students. And as you've mentioned, you know, we've all had to adapt during these unprecedented circumstances. And so one of the things that McGill 24 has done is it's really shifted entirely to a digital format in its fundraising and in its challenge competitions for donors throughout the community. And it's given us the opportunity as students to actually crowdfund through digital platforms. And one of those platforms is called Seeds of Change. And on the Seeds of Change platform, there are over 50 projects from members across the campus at McGill that are trying to help raise funds for their respective initiatives. And so one of the initiatives that I'm very involved in is the McGill Rolling Star Heart Campaign. And we're trying to leverage Seeds of Change and McGill 24's Matching Funds Day to be able to make the biggest impact possible.
Jeremy, what would you normally be doing if it wasn't the pandemic? How would you be going about this?
So it's a multifaceted question, because the crowdfunding day itself would be running quite differently,
yeah,
in the sense that there'd be many more in-person events and opportunities really around the world for alumni to reunite and to help give back to the university. Because one of the things that's so unique about McGill is that we have a very, very supportive alumni network. And I had the opportunity to discuss with the advancement team, and they were telling me really how really across the world, they're able to engage donors and engage alumni, especially on McGill's annual day of giving. And oftentimes they would have, you know, many large in-person events and homecoming activities that would be able to reunite members of the McGill community. And so, especially in terms of the fundraising, normally the in-person events would help create that personal connection with the campus wherever you are around the world. In terms of our campaign, the World Restart Our Heart campaign, it's an interesting campaign. It's actually a privilege to be working on it with such an amazing team. What we're trying to do is increase the rate and the quality of bystander CPR. And essentially, out-of-hospital cardiac arrests, they remain a leading cause of death worldwide. You know, COVID or not, unfortunately, yep, this is a reality. And what's really sad about cardiac arrest is that even though they're the leading cause of death around the world, the large majority of them, they take place in homes or public places, right? And up to 55% can be witnessed by family members, colleagues, or friends. However, the survival rate remains so low, it's less than 10%. And the reason is that, unfortunately, oftentimes people don't act fast enough.
Right.
And so even though you're home with a family member, the responding to a cardiac arrest with CPR, it can triple the odds of survival. And if you're defibrillated, it can increase your chances of survival by over 50%. But that doesn't happen often and fast enough. And so what we're trying to do with this campaign is really inspire the willingness to act and enhance the skills of individuals in responding to cardiac arrest, because this is a crucial public health investment that can decrease the morbidity and the mortality of cardiac arrest.
Are you studying medicine, Jeremy?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm in my second year.
This for sure is super important, especially as I'm into my 60s now. It's something that I'm looking closer at, more aware of heart health and more aware of things like those machines that you see in arenas and public places now. It's important to get the word out about this. How do people help? Like, it's called World Restart a Heart campaign.
Right.
Now, if people want to get involved, how can they help you?
So So the World Restart Our Hearts campaign is actually a global initiative. It's something that takes place around the world. It happens in October of every year, and it's organized by the an organization called ILCOR, which is the International Liaison Committee on Resuscitation. However, what we've done at McGill is we formed an incredible group based out of the Steinberg Center for Simulation and Interactive Learning at the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, where we've brought together really a remarkable team of interprofessional healthcare students from the faculty. So we're talking about medical students, we're talking about intensive care nurses at the MUHC, we're talking about occupational therapy students, and we've also brought together a fantastic steering committee. And this is a steering committee which includes intensive care physicians, emergency care physicians, trauma team leaders. It includes members of the communications team from the faculty and from the Steinberg Center for Simulation. It also includes a cardiac arrest survivor who has shared with us her incredible story. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to build content to be able to engage with people around the world so that they can actually be inspired with the willingness to act. So by visiting mcgill.ca/WRAH for RAW, you can actually learn more about the campaign. You can engage with the campaign. There's electronic modules where you can learn how to do bystander CPR, and you can become cardiac arrest resuscitation enabled as a bystander, which is an amazing step forward in a pandemic where it's very hard to get accredited training. And the other opportunity for people to contribute is by donating. And of course, donor funds, they really help us propel our initiative forward. Last year, we raised only $4,000, and we were able to reach over 400,000 people. Oh. And there's so many other initiatives that are happening on McGill 24, like ours, in the sense that they're having such a big impact, and they're really putting to great use every single dollar. And so if you visit McGill24.ca, so that's McGill24.ca, you'll be able to learn more about all the amazing initiatives, and you'll be able to visit the Seeds of Change page where you can access all the crowdfunding projects and help make a difference.
We will make sure there's a link up later on after we're done our program this morning. Jeremy, are you hoping to become are you going to study in what kind of doctor are you going to become? Is what I want to ask you.
that's a great question, Terry. I've actually it's a funny story. I've since my earliest age had a natural attraction to cardiac surgery.
Wow.
And
okay.
So I was in daycare, I believe, and they were asking us to decorate a poster with our dream profession, and I had drawn a surgeon in scrubs with a heart. And
fantastic.
It's funny because I believe we still have this poster at home today, and so I haven't really deviated.
That's fantastic. I know you got a long road ahead of you, and I want to wish you well. It'll be a few years before we call you Dr. Levitt, but I'm looking forward to it. Jeremy, thanks so much. I appreciate this.
Terry, thank you for your time, and thank you everyone listening for your support.
Okay.